the very model of a modern Midwest Republican governor.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
And this is It's Just Politics.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker likely to become the third Midwest governor in as many years to sign a law making his state right to work.
The 25th state in the country to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yet not that long ago, the right to work movement was essentially stalled.
Right.
In 2011, no state, and certainly no state outside the South, had gone right to work in a decade.
And then along came Indiana's Republican Governor Mitch Daniels.
Tell me if this sounds familiar.
All right.
Early on, Daniels said he wasn't interested in right to work.
Too controversial, too divisive. But then he changed his tune.
Mm-hmm. Supported and signed a law. And this was actually not long after Ohio Governor John Kasich got his knuckles rapped by voters who rejected his effort to gut public employee collective bargaining.
But there's Daniels showing everyone that it could be done.
Although that really wasn't the acid test.
Right, sure. Indiana, pretty reliably red.
Yeah.
Although Democrats certainly have won there occasionally.
They have, but they've typically been conservative blue dog Democrats.
Right.
Indiana has gone blue just twice in the last 50 years in presidential races. And besides, Daniels didn't face the ultimate political test by running for re-election.
Right. Okay. And then next up, Republican Governor Scott Walker.
Same one.
Going after public employees, not private employee bargaining rights in 2011.
And Walker faced and survived a recall election.
He did, although three Republican state senators not as lucky.
No.
But Walker showed it was possible for a Republican governor in a blue-leaning, blue-collar state to confront labor head-on and live.
Politically speaking.
Yes, to tell the tale.
Meanwhile, here in Michigan, Governor Rick Snyder spent the first half of his first term saying,
right to work is not on my agenda.
That was until December 2012, when that became,
when it arrives on my desk, I plan on signing it.
Which he did, making Michigan the 24th right to work state. And with a comprehensive follow-up plan in place to protect the politicians who supported it,
yep,
making recalls tougher, political and financial backing for re-election campaigns, except right to work wasn't even an issue in the 2014 elections that Republicans won in a rout.
So all of that brings us to present day Wisconsin, where Scott Walker, back at it, about to take right to work now full circle.
Mm-hmm. After insisting, remember, that a right to work law that also covers the private sector would be a distraction,
mm-hmm,
divisive, unnecessary.
Until he was pushed into it by his legislature and now ready to sign it.
Following the pattern set by those other Midwest Republican governors, are you watching Ohio?
Ooby-doo, I want to be like you.
Hop-dee-ooby-doo-bop,
I want to walk like you. Talk like you.
Choo-choo.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.